return, and it's Friday night. Time for David John Oates to step aboard and bring us the latest from the fascinating world of reverse speech. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you, sir. Thank you for asking. I can't say the same for the state of the country, and I know a lot of people may not like necessarily or feel comfortable with some of the suggestions and observations I've been making, but what I have observed is real, and what I am suggesting is pragmatic in terms of understanding and evaluating it. I don't pretend to know it all, never have, never will, but what I see going on here and the contradictions I'm observing are not indicative of a man who is free to do as he wishes as president. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Interesting. Well, we'll get a bit of an insight.
Yes, I figured you might do that.
All right, look, we got a lot of stuff to get through tonight. I don't think we're going to get through it all, but we'll give it our best shot.
All right, we won't have a break at the bottom then. I'm sure our sponsors will be okay with that. They're covered at the top of the hour anyhow. So thank you, sponsors.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, we're going to start off with the start of the press conference he gave yesterday. I say the start of it because I'm only 30 minutes in, but there's some really interesting information in this first 30 minutes. I can't wait to see the rest.
All right.
Post it all on YouTube probably tomorrow. I'll be done. Okay, so we've got, I think, 12 rehearsals in his first 30 minutes. So
if we have enough to hold over, we can bring you back. I've got a spot Monday you could do if you want. If you're going to do more work over the weekend, you might have more by then. And so.
Yeah, I'm going to finish this press conference over the weekend.
All right.
Yes.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, we'll see. Okay. All right, so here's the first one, right, as you get started.
And we've done some really good work. We're very proud of that. And then right after that, you prepare yourselves. We'll do some questions, unless you have no questions. That's always a possibility.
And he simply says, let me shock.
That's in the show.
And his press conference was a bit of a shocker, wasn't it? So you threw him up. And he had it out there. Okay, this reversal is interesting grammar. That I'm not too sure how to interpret the grammar in this, but anyway, we'll play it.
This morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve. And I hope going forward we can be a little bit different.
Okay, and here he says, we let Donald scoff. And the grammar is, who's the we? He's talking about himself in the plural. Anyway, we let Donald scoff.
We let Donald scoff.
We let Donald scoff.
It's almost like part of his saying, okay, go ahead, Donald. Go and make fun of all these people. It's an interesting internal dialogue.
Maybe it's there's another way possible. That his subconscious is speaking as a third-person observer of the collective unconscious of the enemy.
Well, that could be so, too. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, it's quite a clear reversal. The word Donald's quite clear. Here, I'll play it again. We let Donald scoff.
We let Donald scoff.
Yeah, it's all there.
It sure is.
Scoff.
Yeah, certainly all there. Yeah, all right.
It's a very interesting statement from his subconscious in any case, whatever it is.
It is. All right.
You notice, David, also how he sounds in the press conference, the demeanor, his attitude. He's ready. He's ready to rumble here. He's ready.
Yes.
He's ready.
Right.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, well, that's the very first reversal. Let me shock, you know.
Yep.
All right. So I think now he's talking about the dishonest press, I think.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it.
And he says, let's reverse it.
Let's reverse it. Let's reverse it.
Well, let's change it.
Let's change it. Absolutely. See, here he is back to the Donald Trump from the campaign now. He's out with the people. He's talking. He knows he has the stage. He can say what he wants, and he's speaking from within. He's being as honest as a man can be, or a woman, I think.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, next one along.
As a result, the media is going through what they have to go through to oftentimes distort, not all the time, and some of the media is fantastic, I have to say. They're honest and fantastic.
And he simply says, I had the wolf.
If I had the wolf.
If I had the wolf. If I had the wolf.
Of course, anyone who's listened to me for any, even a moderate period of time will know that wolf is a very common metaphor in reverse speech. It's our drive, our motivation, our strength. He's just motivated and driven. All right, we got reversal here, and then after this one, I got three very significant reversals. But let's play the first one first. This is where he says, we're in a mess.
To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. See what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places.
And here he says, see the muck, get the law. See the muck, it's a mess, congruent, same thing backwards as it is forward. Get the law, legislate our way out of it. Okay. So,
or enforce the laws that are already on the books, which is the other issue.
Oh, yep, sure. Yeah, all right. So here
that's
we go.
That's see really the- good, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. It's quick, but it's there.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Three significant reversals coming up. I was joking to my right-hand man, Jeff, before I played these. I said, gee, maybe I shouldn't play these. But then in this very same breath, I said, but I will. I always do.
You always do. You can. Yeah, you should. By the way, what he said in that forward in the last reversal, it was so good to hear. It was so true. He has inherited a catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, now we come to ISIS. So let's run the forwards.
On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, which there are many. We've had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings. Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive.
Okay, lots of talk, okay? Very significant reversal. I know you'll get the meaning of this, but I'll probably have to explain it to the readers. He uses a very significant metaphor, one that I haven't heard for many years. It says, we got to build Simone.
We've got to build Simone.
You hear that?
Wow.
Right, now. For those of you who don't know, Simone was actually the code word for Operation Desert Storm. But it was more than that. It was the whole metaphor behind the whole war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking about talking to coalition partners, okay? So what's he talking about? Well, he doesn't tell us. Except, then he says in reverse, we got to build Simone. So he's putting in place a coalition. A coalition for what purpose? Coalition for a Simone-like attack.
Yeah.
To
destroy terrorism is what he's talking about.
That's exactly what he's talking about. And he's getting together. Incidentally, I'll play the next reversal first. then I'll tell you. Oh, no, I'll tell you now. There was it was all over Australian news yesterday that Donald Trump's asked Australia to send more troops into Syria. There's something afoot.
I would suggest, David, that he's going to do the same thing with a dozen or more countries. He wants a massive boots on the ground force in there to go in and destroy. That's the only way you're going to do it unless you nuke the whole country. He wants a massive ground force in there, not American boys and girls, but I think he's going to pull strings all over the place to get, you name it, whatever country, Myanmar, Thailand, Vietnam, doesn't matter. Anybody in the United Nations who has been bitten by terrorism, he's going to demand that they bring troops.
That's why he says we got to build some own.
That's wild.
We got to get this coalition. I was saying to Jeff the same thing. Ground troops. This is what this means. Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Massive, massive assault. All right. So next one along.
Really, really productive conversations. I would say far more productive than you would understand. We've even developed a new council.
Listen to that forward. So we've had really productive conversations, far more productive than you would understand.
More productive than you would understand.
Hang on, I didn't play it all. Sorry, here we go.
Conversations. I would say far more productive than you would understand.
Very significant phrase forwards, and he continues on.
We've even developed a new council with Canada to promote women's business leaders and entrepreneurs. Very important to me, very important to my daughter Ivanka. I have directed our defense community, headed by our great general, now Secretary Mattis. He's over there now working very hard to submit a plan for the defeat of ISIS.
Okay, so here we go. And he says it shares Iraq.
Yes, Iraq.
Yes, Iraq.
You got that?
He's going to clean the whole place out.
Yes, exactly. Bang. You hit the nail right on the head. You got it. You've been hanging around reverse speech for a long, long time. You know what all these mean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We are seeing in his mind what he is planning. Okay? This is stuff he won't tell the press. It just tells the press, I'm not going to tell you anything. Okay? And
you heard it here first. Yep. There it is.
Yep. This is what's happening. We're gonna see massive assaults. He's planning it now, as this reversal here tells me.
We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it. I talked about it at every stop. Depleted. It's depleted. It won't be depleted for long.
And he says, "War. See the book." You got that? So he's reading up on military strategies and plans and battles. He's doing his homework right now. And so there we go. That's those three reversals that I thought were very controversial and which tells us what he's not going to tell the press. Oh, there you go.
Yes, sir. Another exclusive from David Oates. And there it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
You know, David, that is the only way that ISIS is going to be, it's going to have to be literally exterminated from the planet.
Yeah,
period.
It has to be.
Period.
Yeah,
there's no re-education for these people. They're Islamist lunatics. Their whole... Their prime directive is to kill all non-believers. I just can't even begin to tell you how heartsick it makes me to see the Christians that they have slaughtered and killed. We don't even know how many. These people do not belong on the planet. They belong elsewhere. I don't know where elsewhere is, but they do not belong on this planet.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so there you go. That's what I've got so far from that press conference. Okay.
Wow.
So,
uh,
I will continue with this one because I think I'm going to get a whole lot more information. I think we're going to some more detail. Okay, this is just the overall big picture.
They listen to the program, by the way, so I don't think he's going to. I frankly don't think he'll mind too much if a lot of people dismiss reverse speech, but that's fine. Let him. They pay attention.
Well, they know I'm on it. So. Yeah. Okay, let's look at some general reversals. Shall I start with Trump on O'Reilly? Yeah, look, he was on O'Reilly last week. Let's have a look at Trump on O'Reilly. Okay, here we go.
Have never the been negotiated. Absolutely, the deal that was made by the Obama administration. I think it's a shame that we've had a deal like that and that we had to sign a deal like that.
Now I lead. Did I feel in there blank?
Kelly, did I have you with me?
Kelly.
No, now lead. Did I feel in there blank?
Kelly, did I have you with me?
Kelly, did I have you with me?
And again.
Kelly, did I have you with me?
So he's taking a leadership role. And,
right,
know,
what did he say, David? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Now I lead.
Did I feel in their SH word? In other words, you know, did he? It's a mess. Has he felt around in all the garbage he's got to sort through?
Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah, play it again.
Kelly, did I have you with me?
Kelly, did I have you with me?
Got it.
I think that's clear.
Kelly, did I have you with me?
No, I got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I thought that was fairly clear.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. And we just had a reverse about SH. Here we have another one.
And we put the money up, and we have really nothing to show for it.
Possibly you tear it up.
They're all flushing it. That's funny.
That's very funny.
He's cleaning the mess out is what he's doing.
Yeah. You know? That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. And I don't know what this one means, but let's play it.
But you're moving a carrier, right?
I never talk about military moves. I always criticize President Obama where they'd have an announcement that they're going into Mosul or they're going to someplace and they give the name, the date, the time.
And he says, dead the man, the bigot.
Yeah,
it's clear.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Obama.
Yeah, he probably is. Wow. Yeah, I'd say you're right. He's no longer effective. Although I hear he's mounting some sort of offensive or not offensive.
He's planning, scheming to try to subvert the Trump administration. And they have a lot of money behind them. He's a very ugly presence on the planet. We've known he has found Obama to be despicable for a long time, especially with his announcing of military operations in advance. You just don't do that as commander in chief. You don't name the time, the place, the protocols, nothing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, next one along.
So defunding is your weapon of choice.
Well, it's a weapon. I don't want to defund the state.
But you're willing to do it.
I don't want to defund anybody. I want to give them the money they need to properly operate as a city or a state.
And he says, I did enough.
I mean enough.
I don't know what he means by I did enough.
I've explained enough. I've made it clear. I've explained enough. I've made it clear. I did enough.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Here's another one. Trump on O'Reilly.
And the USA are on a collision course. How do you see it?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. Sanctuary cities. As you know, I'm very much opposed to sanctuary cities. They breed crime. There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. Congruent reversal. Yes. So silly.
Yes, sir. Silly.
Yes, sir, silly.
Clear as a bell, as often is the case.
Clear as day. Another one on O'Reilly.
I mean, we're going to see what happens. I can say this. They have total disregard for our country. They are the number one terrorist state.
You see the lost man.
You see the lost man.
Interesting.
He's a good-looking man.
Oh, I think he's just, you know, he just sees the terrorists as being lost. I don't know how else you would.
Was that possibly man at the end? Could it be alluding to a particular individual?
Let's play it. Hang on.
You said good-looking man.
Oh, it could be man.
You said good-looking man.
Huh.
You see the lost man. Who is he? Yeah, who else is he talking about? Are we still talking about Obama?
No, we're talking about Iran, I believe. I'm not sure. I really don't know. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's get off of a Trump for a little couple of times. Here we have Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher talking about child trafficking.
Because for the next 3 months, I had to go to sleep every night and think about that little girl that was still being abused.
And here, I guess he's talking about Pizzagate, seen a horrible act.
See what horror
will that?
Wow.
See what horror
will that? He's torn up.
Oh, you can hear it in his voice, can't you? Wow.
Sure, he's torn up. See, and that's another thing about reverse speech for your newcomers. It shows how the emotional state of someone can be so deep, it comes right out of the subconscious just like that. That's a perfect example of it.
He's torn up by that.
Wow.
Here, let's run the forwards and the reverse. So here's the forwards.
Because for the next 3 months, I had to go to sleep every night and think about that little girl that was still being abused.
And listen to the emotion reversal. Seen a horrible act.
See what horror will that?
Oh, man.
See what horror will that?
Rips at your soul.
See what horror will that?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. And here he is again.
My fourth and final recommendation is the bifurcation of sex trafficking and labor trafficking. They're both aberration. They're both awful. They're both slavery.
And you feel stupid.
You're real stupid.
Huh.
You're real stupid.
Strange pronunciation.
You're real stupid.
I wonder why I feel stupid.
I think he's putting himself down for some reason. He's feeling stupid up here talking about all this stuff in an emotional state of mind, perhaps. You feel stupid. Maybe he's a little embarrassed. I don't know.
Can't do anything about it.
No. You feel stupid. It's a helpless situation. He's up there emoting and trying, but he knows there's nothing he can do personally. You feel stupid. There's some real emotion there, too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Are we going straight through? We got music.
We're going straight through. No break, Todd. Thanks.
All right. Now we've got Justin Trudeau, angry at pipeline protesters. Here we go. Prime Minister of Canada, of course.
Sorry, I know you have a voice. I've just heard it. I'm asking you, can I have permission to continue in my town hall with Canadians who came out to meet with their Prime Minister? I'm not asking for consent. I'm asking for permission to continue without being interrupted.
What the hell's the difference between consent and permission? I don't understand his point.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a little twerp, anyhow. Sorry.
The reversal says I'm an ass. So you just said he's a little twerp anyway. So here's the reversal. I'm an ass. There it is.
I'm an ass.
Spot on, Jeff. You call him spot on. You really do.
That's funny.
All right, here's McCain talking about torture, or anti-torture, I guess.
Whereas there are accomplished interrogators who can gain the confidence of the suspect and gain all the information that they could possibly want. But my God, what does it say about America if we're going to inflict torture on people?
And he says, get worried.
Get worried.
This guy is one of the biggest traitors in American history, who avoided torture by ratting out on our defense policy, our strategies, living the high life as a so-called POW in North Vietnam, And this guy talks about an interrogator getting from people the information that they want without having to abuse them. Well, they didn't have to torture him. And now he's saying, I think from his subconscious, he's getting worried because we're getting into that area again where it's not safe for me to go.
Oh, that's why you think they get worried is. Oh, okay. All right.
Could be. Sure. I'm guessing.
Well, he's certainly nervous about the topic. There's no doubt about
that. That's right. He's a traitor.
Yeah.
And he barfed up all the information without being tortured at all, as far as we know. And he lived a good life. Oh, they hate him, fellow POWs. They know.
Wow.
His father was the admiral of the fleet that the aircraft carrier was in that he took off from.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, all right. Wow. Oh, here we have a little bit of a funny reversal on Nancy Pelosi when she accidentally calls President Trump President Bush.
I guess we've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
Oh, man. IQ of maybe 60, plus, I think, incipient dementia.
As he says backwards, this is not in our showbiz.
This is not in our showbiz.
This is not in our showbiz.
That's where she messed her lines up.
Yeah. Not in, no, that's right. That's right. Her subconscious is saying this is not the way you're supposed to do it.
That's right.
That's funny. Did she say in the very beginning a kind of a slang statement? Can you play the first part of her?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I guess we've seen nothing that we can
She
work.
Did. She I said what? Nothing. Nothing. Not nothing. We've seen nothing.
Seen nothing. I guess we've seen nothing. That
oh,
we
yeah.
Work.
Oh, yeah. How about that? I'll be bothered. Yeah. All right.
Low life chatter talk.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, here we have Netanyahu and Trump. Is Netanyahu?
And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump.
Can't wait to hear this one.
Well, it's interesting, not what you would expect. He says, it's the wisdom.
It's the wisdom.
I can barely hear it. But
oh, you can barely hear it? Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me up the volume up a little bit. You hear that?
Yeah, I don't hear the. I hear it's a wisdom. It's a wisdom.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, well, it's a wise thing to do, I guess.
Yeah. Yo, Donald is going to play ball. Donald is surrounded with Zionist Israelis. Come on. There's a Mossad representative in his family. Jared, don't call me Jerry Kushner, who has the highest clearance now and is in Donald Trump's ear all the time. Come on. The Israelis are laughing their tails off. His chief spokesman, or one of them, Miller, surrounded. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, here we have Netanyahu again.
Under your leadership, I believe we can reverse the rising tide of radical Islam.
And here he says, I would serve you.
I'll serve you.
Wow.
I have no idea what that means. I don't think it means what it sounds like it means. There's some metaphorical thing involved here, because you got to remember, all of you listening, that Israel has never had one ISIS attack, never will. Israel has not taken one so-called Muslim refugee, never will. It's the world's number one racist state, and they also sent over 1,500 medical personnel into eastern Syria and elsewhere to treat wounded ISIS soldiers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Heavily involved with medical support for them.
Whoa. Wow.
Do a search. You'll find it.
That might explain this next reversal. There we go.
He pointed out their violations, the Iranian violations on ballistic missile tests. By the way, these ballistic missiles are inscribed in Hebrew. Israel must be destroyed. The Iranian foreign minister Zarif said, well, our ballistic missiles are not intended against any country. No.
And he says, Muslims sell our many reasons.
Doesn't sell our many reasons.
It's clear, too.
Doesn't sell our many reasons.
Oh, of course. He's using them. They've been used. They've been a tool. They've been created partly by Israel and the U.S. and tax dollars. And certainly they use them. Absolutely. Political tool.
That's what reversal implies.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Good one. Wow. Very good.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting stuff. Wow. Okay. Next one.
I haven't changed. If you read what I said 8 years ago, it's exactly that. And I repeated that again and again and again. If you want to deal with labels, deal with labels. I'll deal with substance.
Except he says, I believe you.
I believe you.
I don't know.
I believe you.
Anyway, there you go. Make of that what you will.
He's a very shrewd man, that guy.
Yeah. All right, here is a man in the audience talking to Trump.
I'm opposed to our wasting our military in the Middle East on behalf of Zionist Israel.
And he says, sealed them in that Iraq dilemma.
Sealed them in the Iraq dilemma.
Wow, it's clear.
Shield him in the irrational bomb.
Yeah, very clear.
Shield him in the irrational.
Well, Israel, of course, we were fighting a war for Israel, and he's subconsciously wishing that they'd get their butts stuck in it. It's their doing. Yeah. They did it, and that makes sense.
Yep. Now, here we have a reversal. Now, this is, I can't think of this guy's name. Gee, I've been trying to think of his name. He's a commentator on Fox News. Anyway, let's just play it.
Protecting us from terrorists based on what some terrorist is willing to tell us voluntarily.
And terrorists must go on ship.
Terrorists must go on ship.
Terrorists must go on ship. Terrorist must go off here.
What's he talking about? He's talking about bringing Muslims over to the U.S., bringing them into Europe because they are terrorists and they come by ship. Yeah, usually.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. The reverse will just concern me. Oh, yeah. What are terrorists doing coming on ships? So. All right, okay, let's have a look. Here we have Trump defending Israel.
When I'm president, believe me, I will veto any attempt by the UN to impose its will on the Jewish state.
And he says, yes, see wisdom.
Yes, Jewish.
Wow.
Yes, Jewish.
See, that's twice we've had the wisdom now in relationship to Israel. I don't know what that means.
Well, he's a believer. He's got numbers of Jewish grandchildren now, and his daughters are now Jewish, Orthodox Jewish. His son is married to a Jewish woman, so their kids are Jewish also.
Okay. All right, now we got some more on Trump on a rally. These are ones found by my lady in Canada.
Good job, again.
Oh, yeah. She's found most. I found the ones on the press conference and the first ones on a rally, but all the others have been from her. So,
$60 billion a year in trade deficits with Mexico. Can't do that.
And he says, I have a scandal.
I have a scandal.
Yes. That's a massive trade deficit with Mexico is what he's referring about. Here he is again.
Obamacare is a disaster. You have to remember, Obamacare doesn't work. You look at Arizona, 116% increase. You look at Minnesota, all of these places, it's going through the roof.
Yeah, it's done.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Wait.
But when are you going to have something ready?
And we're going to be putting it in fairly soon.
And he says, I was a radical leader.
I was a radical leader.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was a radical leader.
Wow.
Well, he's clear. He's always clear. Let's figure out what he's talking about now.
And well, let's play the Ford again, okay?
Obamacare is a disaster. You have to remember, Obamacare doesn't work. You look at Arizona, 116% increase. You look at Minnesota, all of these places, it's going through the roof.
Yeah, it's done.
It doesn't work.
Right.
When
are you going to have something ready?
And we're going to be putting it in fairly soon.
Yeah, he's just making a radical plan. He's going to come up with a radical solution. So here's that reversal again.
I know it's a radical,
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Trump talking about Russia. Oh, it's a very long forward. We don't need it to be that long.
The pro-Russian forces step up the violence in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Did you take that as an insult?
No, I didn't, because we don't really know exactly what that is. They're pro-forces. We don't know. Are they uncontrollable? Are they uncontrolled? That happens also. We're going to find out. I would be surprised, but we'll see. Now...
And he says, oh, it's negative.
Oh, what's negative?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's negative?
Well, there you go.
Oh, what's negative?
So it's not good. It's a bad build-up. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Simple as that. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's an interesting one. Oh, we found exactly the same reversal. Oh, we bothered. And here she's got one from Sanctuary Trump. I'm talking about sanctuary cities. This is exactly the same one I found.
How do you see it?
Well, I think it's ridiculous, sanctuary cities.
And yes, so silly.
Yes, so silly.
Huh.
Yes, so silly.
Now you see, look at that. How can two independent people doing the same type independently find the same reversal if it's not if it's just pure imagination?
Absolutely right. Good, perfect illustration. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic one. Yeah. Here he's talking about Schumer, Chuck Schumer in tears.
I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think they were fake tears.
And I am your fantasy.
I am your fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
I am fantasy.
Oh, it's probably...
I am your fantasy.
He's the object for his fantasy. The tears.
Right.
Just a fantasy. Yeah, okay. All right. Here we have Trump. Press conference. I don't know which conference this is. Anyway, let's just play it.
Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people.
And here he says, the wall, I've seen it. We shall name it.
The wall, I've seen it. You shall need it.
Oh, yeah.
The wall, I've seen it. You shall need it. The wall, I've seen it. You shall need it.
You shall name it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think it was we.
It's you.
Oh, let's do it again.
The wall I see it, you shall name it.
Oh, now it makes sense. Yeah, right.
The wall I see it, that you shall name it.
Yeah.
The wall I see it, you shall name it.
Definitely you shall. Yeah, I didn't think it. I thought it sounded a bit strange. All right. And look, it just shows the wall's high on his mind, you'll name it. It'll be significant, you know. It's going to be a real big, big part of American culture, you know. It just shows, the importance of the wall. The way he
I think the wall is rapidly becoming a symbol. I'm not convinced it's going to be built for the full. And they may compromise and build part of it. The cost is now skyrocketed to over $26 billion. They don't need the wall, David, to secure the border. They simply need to pull American military personnel home from some of the 160-plus countries they're in, deploy them along the border with their high-tech ultra-high-tech surveillance equipment, put out the word they've got 2 weeks, and they'll begin to shoot anyone who tries to cross the border. And the border traffic will stop immediately. That'll be the end of it. They don't need a wall. They simply need to enforce the border.
Yeah.
Send out drones, send out predator drones, send whatever. It's those people, we've got to remember, they're not coming across the border by force. They're voluntarily coming across the border. And if that voluntary aspect is removed by the American military deployed with a shoot-to-kill order after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they're not going to want to try and come across anymore, are they?
No, not at all. You're right. Oh, well, anyway, there we go. All right, next reversal along.
ISIS has spread like cancer.
Her snake? Yeah.
Her snake?
Absolutely. Sure.
Snake.
Speaks for itself. Don't need to explain that one. All right, next one.
We've undertaken the most substantial border security measures in a generation.
I'm going to get to know you.
I'm going to get to know you.
Don't know what he means by that. Guess he's going to get to know the border situation. The only thing I can think of. I don't know. Yep. He's talking about dishonest media.
Reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve.
And often know what you've done.
Often know what you've done.
Oh, yeah.
Wolfie know what you should
Yeah. And, well, he's got them. He's got their number. That's what that means. All right. Oh, he is. Oh, look. This was my lady in Canada's favorite reversal. She really wanted to play this one. So here we go.
We respect our flag.
Simply says, Alpha helps you. And she says that's the alpha male in Trump. So, Alpha helps you.
Alpha helps you.
Alpha helps you.
Well, there you go.
Alpha.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Yeah, there we go. Pretty good. It could also be a metaphor. Alpha is actually short for Alpha and Omega in reverse speech, which is God. So,
well.
Right, whatever.
We'll take the alpha male at this point.
Yeah, I think we'll stick with that one. Okay. All right, next one along.
Central Command and Central Operations Command are at the very center of our fight against radical Islamic terrorism.
All right, this is in a speech he gave to the U.S. military, okay? And he says, I am a goodness.
I am a goodness.
I'll be bothered. Strange reversal. Okay, well, I guess he sees himself as being the solution.
It's congruent, David, I think, and he sees himself as he is. And as long as he can get, like he did in this press conference, he broke away from the constrained isolation that he is being put under by the pressures of the job, by the, I think, some of the people around him. He got loose, and he was out there on stage doing what he does best, communicating to the public at large through the media, good, bad, and indifferent. And I thought that was extremely healthy. I've, in fact, mentioned it for the past week, that he has not been out among the people, and he needs to get out among the people.
Yeah, he does.
He's. I think this is a very good example of it. So.
Yeah. All right. All right. So here he is again.
We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction. You've seen that.
Special healer, whatever that means.
Special healer.
It means him.
I think so, yeah, it means him.
Special healer.
Well, look, all I can tell you, Jeff, is he still continues to shine through his congruent reversals, doesn't he?
He does. You're right. Absolutely right. It's amazing.
Do so, yeah.
Yeah. I hope he can pull it off. I don't like who he's surrounded with. There are a lot of lot of difficult obstacles on the inside. But once he gets away from it and gets back out like this, look how he still shines. Still shine. And he obviously has big plans. So
he obviously does, yeah. Watch out for Simone too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next reversal. This is on his speech to the U.S. military still.
The American people. Highest duty we have. I said it the other night. Great, great Supreme Court nominee. You all saw that. But I said to myself, perhaps the only thing more important to me definitely is the defense of our nation.
And he says, you will inspire.
He will inspire.
Wow.
He's totally confident that he's going to do it. This is his life's mission, his greatest thing in his life, and he's determined. He has no question about it, none.
And that's truly a mark of a great leader, one who will inspire and motivate those with him, underneath him, whatever word you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you inspire. Okay, here we have an interesting reversal. He's talking to Netanyahu.
And people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton. I think it's very, very unfair what's happened to General Flynn, the way he was treated, and the documents and papers that were illegally, I stress that, illegally leaked.
Okay, very important reversal. Illegal elite that sucks you.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
Wow.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
It's all there.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
All right, what I hear? Illegal you leak that sucks you.
Oh, illegal you leak. Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that too.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
Huh.
Illegal elite that sucks you.
Yeah, well, that's
making a statement. Illegal. Illegal. You leak, right. That sucks you.
Yeah, the leaks are sucking him dry.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
It's another third-person statement.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be bothered. Okay. All right. This is a reversal that I'm not too sure what this means. He's talking about moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Right.
We're looking at it very, very strongly. We're looking at it with great care. Great care, believe me.
Okay. He will break you, rape you.
He'll break you, break you.
He'll break you, break you.
That's aggressive.
Well, who's he talking about here?
Well, I mean, the context is Israel. Would he? I don't know. He's going to have.
Well,
there's
only one
Israel.
Person at the top.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if that's his true feelings about Netanyahu in terms of forcing him to try to move that embassy. They want that embassy moved there. They have to have it moved there because of the plans for greater Israel. It has to go. And Trump is being obstinate. He said now he doesn't want to do it. He's holding back. He's thinking about it. He's meditating and pondering it. But I think Netanyahu has made it clear that he doesn't have any choice. He's going to move it there, or else.
Well, that would explain the aggressive reversal. Okay. All right. Here he is in his weekly address.
As a tool for terrorism.
Oops, sorry. Okay, here we go.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people.
And he says, bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have another one.
The CEO of Intel, who announced that Intel will invest $7 billion in a new manufacturing facility in Arizona.
And he says, that's final.
That's final.
Final. That's final.
Yeah, another done deal. That's final. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one.
God bless you. God bless America.
And we shall doubt.
We shall doubt.
Wow.
We shall doubt. We shall doubt.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't get that one, honestly.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what's going to come up in his presidency. But clearly, we're in for some interesting times.
Oh, wow.
We'll be very curious to see how Simone plays itself out. I'll have the rest of that press conference ready for you by Monday. So
great.
I'll call you after the show. We'll get booked in.
Very good. All right. Excellent. Excellent work. To the lady in Canada, thank you for that.
Yep.
What a contribution you make each time. And just, you got a great ear. You got a great teacher.
It certainly does. Yep.
All right, David.
Okay, Jeff.
Good. Super.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Okay, see you. Bye.
The amazing world of reverse speech. And he'll have these up on YouTube in a couple of hours. You want to go listen to him again. And David will be back Monday, and we'll finish that press conference and perhaps some other things as well. All right. It's Friday night and the end of our program, and that means weekend. And I hope all of you have a great weekend. Take good care, and we'll be back with you Monday live and Sunday night for the best of, and off and on during the weekend as well on the Rents Radio Network. Talk soon.